Good morning. How are you this morning? Wide awake, full of enthusiasm? Yeah, I can see. That's okay. There's plenty of time to wake up and get the day going. So our scripture today talks about how Jesus really couldn't do miracles well because his hometown didn't believe in him. When he was in his hometown, they said, This is Joseph's kid. What's he trying to do here? So he wasn't really recognized by the people that were closest to him. I come from a lot of teachers in my family. My dad, my grandmothers, both of them, my aunt, my sister. And they've told me that they have a tendency to look at people, look at their kids, and sort of figure out where they fit in and who's going to do well and who's not going to do well and who's a troublemaker and who's just the class clown and will never succeed. But you know who Stephen King is? Most people do. His English teacher told him he'd never be a good writer. So she was the one who knew him so well, but she wasn't right. He went to succeed. Moses, what do you know about Moses? He was a big cheese in the Israelites. He brought down the Ten Commandments. He freed the people from Israel. Now, Moses was adopted by the Pharaoh's daughter. He also stuttered. So when he was a teenager and he was stuttering, and if you had asked Pharaoh's daughter, do you think he's ever going to amount to much? What do you think she would have said? Who knows? But but you look at somebody like David. King David was chosen by God to be king over Israel, and he did a lot of things wrong. He murdered a faithful officer, Uriah the Hittite from Canaan, because he was sinning with Uriah's wife and he wanted to cover it up. You think Uriah's relatives thought that David was going to be really great? No. There's different perspectives from everything. But what made all of these people special? What made David special in God's eyes? When David was confronted with his sin, he didn't try and back out of it. He admitted it. He said, I'm sorry, I'm wrong. Fill me up with your spirit, Lord, and forgive me. He basically made himself available for God's use. He humbled himself. He made room from himself for God, because when you plug God into any of these bodies, God can do anything. God uses those who have faith, and the faith in God that we have is what makes us able to do things for God and fulfill his will. So when you're thinking about what God wants you to do with your life, don't limit it. Just make yourself available for God, and he will make you able to do whatever he wants you to do. So let's have a prayer, and we'll go back. Father, thank you for being an endless support of everything that we need in life. Help us to remember that you don't love us because of who we are, but because of who you are. So let us make room for you and fill our lives. Amen. Amen.